You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, folks, back in December of 2016, Lindsey Graham was outraged that Donald Trump had been elected. A lot of people forget this history. So outraged that he, John McCain, and Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar flew all the way to Ukraine to shake their fist at Russia and threaten them. They were part of a package delivered by Barack Obama that included over 100 tanks deployed right on Russia's border. How would we like it if Russia deployed tanks on our border, Mexico? Accused us of meddling in their election when it didn't happen. Used that as a pretext to militarize our border and eventually add 6 CIA bases. That's not my reporting. That's the New York Times. How would we feel? It'd be one thing if they did it. They deserve the retaliation. But they didn't. So Barack Obama sent Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Amy Klobuchar to, you know, in tandem with the tanks to the border of Russia. Just a little reminder of how we got here and the lies they told. And when I say lies, I gotta wonder, did Lindsey Graham know as he's screaming at Russia for the election of Trump cheating? McCain then is standing by his side, refers to what Russia did in that election as an attack. Hence our attack back, you know, with the tanks. Did they know they were lying? Let me tell you why. Graham and McCain were members of what was called the Gang of Eight. They got the same briefing, essentially, as the president does. There's 8 members of Congress who always do. And gosh darn, we had known since the summer of 2016 the Russia collusion hoax was fake. There was no hacking. Hillary's campaign made it up. We know now, because we have the memos, that John Brennan, then head of the CIA, went and briefed Barack Obama and Joe Biden this summer of 2016, before Trump was ever even elected. And Hillary was really making the Russians mad with her lies about Russia collusion. They hadn't hacked anything. They weren't influencing the election. It was all a lie. By August of 2016, the FBI was informed by the CIA, hey, the Russians are really pissed about this lie. They didn't care, though. It was great. They kept telling it. So when you consider the access to intel that McCain and Graham had, are they lying here? Here they are, threatening Russia. Keep in mind, this is in tandem with tanks being deployed. All because of the attack on democracy that it would turn out the Russians didn't do. We would later learn out that Trey Gowdy, another hoaxer from that era, Trey Gowdy, other members of the Intel Committee, had learned early on in 2017 after Trump took office that the firm that had claimed the DNC server was hacked didn't even actually know if there'd been a hacking. And if there had been a hacking, wasn't even sure who it was by. It was all fake. The tanks weren't, though, which is kind of how we got where we are today.
This is Lindsey Graham
raising his fist in rage to Russia because Trump has been elected.
I'm going to go back and tell our colleagues what Russia's up to, and we hope to make 2017 a year of offense. We believe that Putin has hacked into our elections in America.
Lie.
That he's trying to undermine democracy all over the world, and it's time for new sanctions to hit him hard as an individual, his energy sector, his banking sector. It is time to push back against Putin.
And we saw it in our own election with the attempt to influence our election.
We will be working for much tougher sanctions against Russia. They attacked the United States of America.
Nope.
The hacking was an attack, and
nope,
we should be treated as such. And we think their financial institutions and other aspects of the Russian economy should be addressed. And we will strongly urge our colleagues to enact more meaningful and stronger sanctions against Russia because of their attack on the United States of America.
Donald Trump's election described as an attack. Do you see how we got to be where we are today with Russia? Do you see why they kind of want a buffer between themselves and us, i.e. NATO? It's easy to forget this stuff, the lies that they told, who Lindsey Graham really is, who these people really are. Fast forward to today, as we watch their nuclear bombers destroyed. Again, those weren't used on Ukraine. Those are for delivering nukes. You notice nobody's talking about this? Everyone went, oh, cool, look at the kabloom over the weekend. Boom, boom, boom. So cool. Attacks thousands of miles inside of Russia. They won't care. Nah, they're used to us attacking them. Because a really weird thing happened over the weekend. There's so many really weird things. Here's the first one. Keith Kellogg, Trump's Ukrainian envoy, goes on TV to all but shove it in Putin's face. Ukraine didn't really do this. This was NATO. I know. You know. We both know. Here's the weird thing that, he's Trump's envoy for Ukraine, that Kellogg said this weekend after the attack inside Russia.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
He considers this an attack by NATO, and he's talking about Putin there. Does Trump? I don't know. Literally don't know. Because it is getting mighty weird around here. About 2 weeks ago, Trump raged at Vladimir Putin. Why is he randomly bombing people in Ukraine? Why is he killing civilians? He's going on a mad, he's a madman. I've known him for years. I don't understand how he's behaving. Well, a reporter later followed up with Trump and said, do you realize that there have been massive drone strikes inside Russia, including an assassination attempt on Putin's helicopter? This is after Zelensky on May 2nd threatened to assassinate him. Did you know about that? I honestly think Trump's telling the truth here.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any
reason? I haven't heard that, but maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
That's the scariest damn thing I've heard in a long time. You didn't know? He doesn't sound like he's lying. When you go watch the video, it's on my feed. I don't think he's lying. So then the most serious attack ever launched by NATO against Putin this weekend. Trump administration tells CBS, we don't know who, it was insiders. Oh, Trump didn't know. No, he didn't know that was planned. Ukraine tells the media, oh, we told Trump. No, we told Trump we were going to do it. Kellogg says, oh, yeah, it's part of our proxy war against Putin. It's NATO's proxy war. Yeah, Putin knows it's us. Putin knows it's NATO. Us is NATO. NATO is us. I mean, it's all our ammo. It's all our drones. It's us. Keith Kellogg takes a victory lap. Yeah, Putin knows it's us, NATO. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't even mention Ukraine. What is going on here? What is going on here? And there are people freaking out over this. On podcast, not on TV. On TV, this is all but blacked out from Fox News to MSNBC. Doesn't matter. Who does he know? If Putin blames us and Kellogg is taking a victory lap, shoving it in his face as Lindsey Graham once did with the tanks on their border based on lies, What form will the retaliation take? And why are intel agencies keeping Trump in the dark? Is he okay with this? Did he know Lindsey Graham was going there? Because if he didn't, that's illegal. That's a violation of Logan Act. And why isn't Trump weighing in here?
Okay. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, here's what's weird. People are beginning to point it out. Nobody's talking about it, which is always a sign we should be. Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, I just played you the audio, goes on Fox News this weekend after the attack on the Russian bombers and admits that NATO is fighting a proxy war with Russia and that Putin knows it. Now, here's what's strange. Trump's aides insisted to CBS this weekend that Trump didn't know about the proxy attack on Russia's bombers by NATO and Ukraine. It's almost as if Kellogg wanted Putin to know we did it. Ukraine insists it told Trump before the drones were launched. Somebody's lying. But who and why? If Trump's being kept in the dark by our intel agencies, that's a massive problem because he could march America right into World War III. Or is Trump trying to keep his voters in the dark about an attack on Russia that might, you know, his voters might not like? It's one or the other. Most of the comments when I posted this were, let's just get out of NATO. We don't need World War III. We got too much on our plate right now. I don't know what the truth is. And that's fascinating. I've never seen anything like this. Here's former director of national intelligence, the top spy in the country, also a chief advisor to Donald Trump, Mike Flynn, just one of the many yelling about this.
If Trump did not know that this was happening, for the billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars that we give to the United States intelligence community, particularly the CIA, and the billions of dollars that we've been given to, tens of billions we've been given to Ukraine, for us to not know that this was ongoing, that this planning was ongoing, that this attack was going to occur against nuclear-capable bombers, okay? These aren't just some aircraft that are parked that are going to conduct close air support against, you know, frontier targets in the eastern part of the Donbasses of Ukraine. These are nuclear capable bombers. So for us to not know that, for us, our intelligence to not know that. So I don't believe for a second that our intelligence didn't know, not for a second. I do believe that our intelligence community and system and people in it didn't brief Donald Trump, which is really, really dangerous. And it tells you if the president of the United States is now saying, I don't know. I did not know about this. And he clearly didn't know about the assassination attempt that that occurred last week. He said it during one of these hasty press conferences that were that came about during when he departed, I think, Marine One. I mean, he said, I'm not aware. I mean, these are huge, huge issues. If I was Trump, if I was sitting in that situation room right now with the director of the CIA, you know, the director of national intelligence, the Secretary of Defense.
And he goes on and says, I would demand to know what on earth's going on. Yeah, because we're part of NATO. So, I mean, we could be sleepwalking into World War III. Steve Bannon, former advisor to Trump, saying same thing.
Something's very, very, very wrong here. Either, number one, if the White House didn't have a heads up, that to me should be, you should condemn this attack today. You should say we're pulling all support today. And you should tell Lindsey Graham, get on a plane here, dude, and get back and stop stirring the pot. We should, if we did not know about it, and let's take that as his face. If they didn't give us a heads up on it, that's dragging us in it. They did a strike 3,000 miles into Russia. As we said last week when Mert said, we got, the ability to hit deep, we got sign of America supports that. There was no verification of that, I don't believe. I never saw any official verification of that.
Wow. Meanwhile, Fox News commentator Rebecca Koffler, she's on there every week, of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the CIA, still got an active security clearance, has been following this with intel she has access to. She can't tell us everything, but what she is telling us is this.
We are no longer in a proxy war with Russia. The United States is now officially in a direct kinetic war with Moscow because of how Russia looks at things. Ukraine has no indigenous capability to execute this tactically brilliant operation that doesn't have satellites. It cannot geolocate these strategic nuclear bombers, right? That those bombers are reserved to wage nuclear war, and Ukraine just attacked them. And that came right after Ukraine tried to assassinate President Putin. Russian President Putin's helicopter, when he was visiting Ukraine, came under a drone attack.
Now, the reason that Fox News puts Rebecca Koffler on is because she still has access to the inside intel. What is she seeing?
The nuclear doctrine of the Russian Federation that Putin actually updated late last year, because he has noticed that we are consistently climbing this escalation ladder. It has a clause of a joint attack. And so they are looking at this attack that it is enabled by the United States. And that is the danger. We are climbing very steadily the escalation ladder, and we're probably the actual full ladder is classified, so I can't talk about it. But it's my official intelligence assessment that we have climbed up more than 50% at this point, and the danger is here. At first, it goes pretty gradually, but then after you cross a certain threshold, it goes very, very fast into cyber warfare, space warfare, and then all the way into the nuclear. And every single war game that we conducted back in the intelligence community, and we conducted dozens of them, and I led some of the red teams, it ended up in a nuclear war. And guess what? Blue lost and red won.
You want to keep going? I can. Tony Schaefer, same thing. This doesn't get pulled off without the involvement of our intelligence agencies. They absolutely were a part of it. Another Fox News commentator, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, same thing. How did Trump not know? And if he didn't know, that's a crisis. If he did know, what is he doing? Texter writes, we can't keep poking the bear like a state park tourist trying to get a selfie and expect it will end well. Another texter writes, Tara, just more evidence we still have a shadow government. And finally, texter writes, why do we not pull all of our military generals out of NATO planning and support? Trump may not be able to. No, seriously, in his last administration, he ordered all of our military, all of our guys out of Syria. It took 2 years to get the Pentagon to comply. He may not be able to physically disengage them. We may not have full control over the Pentagon. It's a real possibility. Something strange is going on here. Tony Schaefer's take up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.